Welcome to today's Strategic Housing Podcast, where our goals are to connect people, share innovative ideas, and collaborate with partners on affordable housing opportunities and replicable models that strengthen our communities in Kentucky and across the nation. My name is Edwin King, and I'm the Executive Director of Kentucky Housing Corporation. Today's podcast features special guest Barry Nofsinger, a leader in the manufactured housing industry with over 20 years of experience, including financial services. He currently works as the Sales and Marketing Manager with the Credit Human Federal Credit Union, directing their sales and marketing efforts. In addition, Barry currently serves as the vice president of the Kentucky Manufactured Housing Institute, is a member of the Manufactured Housing Institute's Financial Services Committee, member of the board of directors at Next Step Homes, and also serves as a member of RKHC's board of directors, among his participation in other organizations. Barry is a graduate of the University of Kentucky with degrees in business management, marketing, and agriculture economics. So, Barry, how has the quality of manufactured housing improved over the last three decades, and what makes it an attractive solution to affordable housing in Kentucky?
Well, I'm going to start out with this. It's changed immensely over the last several years, but currently, manufactured housing is the only unsubsidized form of affordable housing in the United States. And that's a huge factor when you talk about either the budgets in the state house or even the federal government, for that matter. But as far as the quality of the homes, it keeps getting better and better. There's new technologies that are being introduced in the factories all the time. I do want to, Edwin, dispel this myth. A lot of people think that there's substandard materials that go into manufactured housing compared to the stick-built homes. And in actuality, the same inputs that you buy to build your own stick-built home, depending on the quality, of course, is the same materials that go into manufactured housing. They come in various floor plans, qualities, price points. So as you can see, it's much the same as stick-built housing. You can actually get manufactured homes produced with granite countertops. They can come with finished drywall, high-end flooring. You dream it up, the engineers probably can put it together for you. So the bottom line difference in today's manufactured home is there's a huge durability and energy efficiency difference than our past predecessors, while still preserving some of the affordability of the home in general.
Well, I can certainly attest to that quality because I know you invited me out to look at some of the new and old manufactured housing, and the quality is certainly there and is definitely visible when you actually go in and look at what these new units are made out of.
Absolutely.
Barry, how has the old image of mobile homes changed through the development of today's newly designed manufacturing? I know you and I have talked at great length about this as well.
Well, you know, perception is die hard. I go back to an old saying back from, I guess, several years ago. Buick had a commercial on, and their tagline was, "It wasn't your father's Oldsmobile." What's very similar to manufactured housing. These are not your father or maybe even your grandfather's trailers or mobile homes. They are a home.
You're absolutely right. And I think it's certainly a viable option for Kentuckians and everyone that needs an affordable, safe, energy efficient place to call home. Barry, what are some challenges for manufactured housing related to restrictions in communities?
Wow, there's a ton of them. You've got zoning issues, appraisal issues, product awareness issues, overall bias towards the folks that live in manufactured housing, a multitude of NIMBY issues that want to keep people in trailers out, and I use that term affectionately. I go back to my ninth grade health class. My teacher, Mr. Bibb at Bremen High School, gave us a little card, and I still carry this card today, and it says three words on the card. It just says, "Knowledge replaces fear." And this is very appropriate for manufactured housing, because if you know the truth behind manufactured housing, you've seen what it is today, and you have some familiarity with the product, discrimination just melts away.
What are some of the financing options for manufactured housing?
Well, there's a ton of affordable housing solutions for manufactured housing. And first off, these are not predatory loans like many in the media would like you to believe. Lenders follow the same regulatory guidelines as traditional stick-built mortgages. Due to the home being primarily placed in rural and land lease communities, the majority of the loans on manufactured housing come in the form of chattel loans. However, mortgage loans have a substantial niche in manufactured housing. Chattel loans are also popular because in rural settings, the fact that the land is so precious, this provides the owner with flexibility that a traditional mortgage by not allowing them to put the land up for the value. In 2017, there was 137,955 loans on manufactured housing in the United States. But the oddity is only the top 10% of the lenders accounted for over 38% of all purchases and refinance. A lot of that issue is because there is no secondary finance for chattel loans. And as we mentioned before, there is a bias associated with the product. And there's overall lack of understanding from the economics of a portfolio chattel lending. A lot of the lenders have issues on how to service loan. And the overall perception is that manufactured home loans do not perform well. But actually, not to brag or anything like that on our portfolio, but at Credit Human, we have over $1 billion portfolio with less than 1% delinquency.
Wow, that's impressive rates. So Barry, one of the unique products that we offer is our conventional with or without MI at 95% loan to value, 100 to 105% CLTV. Most buyers use rural housing or FHA, but we have seen at KHC a pickup in conventional.
Absolutely.
Barry, new manufactured housing programs have been developed through Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, such as the Choice and MH Select programs. How are these programs changing the image of manufactured housing?
Well, the largest thing that it does for me is, in my perception, is it legitimizes the product to actually what it actually is, which is a home. The GSEs have been involved in financing manufactured housing for many years. However, the programs have had a little bit of a bias against manufactured housing. The programs were designed based on perceptions and not a fact. So the new products actually start acknowledging that a home is a home, whether it was built in a factory or built on site.
So Barry, what do you see as some of the opportunities ahead for manufactured housing, either in Kentucky and or nationally, both in maybe the financing component or just in general?
Well, quite frankly, the affordable housing needs in the nation and in our state, for that matter, are endless. There's currently about, according to the Kentucky State Data Center, there's about 560,000 Kentuckians living in manufactured housing. But these folks are concentrated in areas such as land lease communities and urban areas and basically, of course, rural settings. The opportunity for manufactured housing with the housing formations and with the income that is going to be a little more of a discrepancy is in urban areas and suburban areas in the state. So there's a lot of need for manufactured housing in those areas, especially for the affordable housing scale. So manufactured housing with the economies of scale that it can provide and the actual building that is actually flexible for the needs of specific urban settings or suburban settings, for that matter, are very well suited for that market.
Well, Barry, certainly you're an expert in this field. Thank you for your time with us today, discussing the developments and challenges and opportunities in the manufactured housing industry. And certainly thank you again for all of your leadership on KHC's board of directors and also as chair of the Programs and Policy Committee within our board of directors.
Well, great. Thanks for having me, Edwin.
To our audience, thank you for connecting with us today and listening to this podcast. You can view a video created by the Manufactured Housing Institute by following the link on our podcast page. You can also learn more about Kentucky Manufactured Housing Institute by visiting their website at www.kmhi.org. You are welcome to join the conversation by leaving comments, and please share today's podcast in your social media streams to help us broaden our conversation. Also, we invite you to follow us on social media. Until next time. Thank you.